opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL, your home for LSU baseball. Mike Dottiglio along with Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes. At 5:45, we'll have our Bet 365 triple option feature. Jeff Nowak will join us. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line from Locked On SEC is also pregame host for the Houston Astros, Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. And I was telling Coach O this last night. We're talking about, you know, kind of memorable moments. And I was like, man, I remember sitting in the stand, you and I sitting next to one another, LSU playing Clemson for the national championship that year in 2020, early 2020. We are surrounded, and I'm talking about surrounded, by Clemson people. I mean, we're kind of one of the only couple guys there, sort of LSU, you know, LSU, Louisiana guys. And Marlon Favorite, he got a great line. He's like, Mike, I'm about five or six rows above you. I know you can take care of yourself if something broke out, but you couldn't beat up that many people. And so Coach O got a big kick out of that. But I do remember that particular night. Man, did we have Clemson people around us.
Oh, man, yeah, we were surrounded by it. I'll never forget you telling me the story. You talked to Coach O's mom and saying that the biggest thing she was worried about that night was him dropping the trophy. I thought that was really funny because he could be a little clumsy. But, I love Coach O. I mean, he'll always be a legend in South Louisiana. I'll never forget years ago getting a chance to interview him one-on-one, and after the interview he looked at me and said, Chris, I got to tell you, man, that was a really good interview. And I said, man, this guy, he's recruiting all the time. He's even recruiting reporters when you're interviewing him. So just one of the great guys.
Chris, last night was a memorable moment because of the dramatics of the ninth inning and what happened. And this baseball team, you know, somebody told me today, they texted me this, it's almost like a team of destiny. That when you win game like that, and these games against Arkansas have been really close, 4-3 the last time they played them, that, man, almost like, is this in the cards for them? And you're playing Coastal Carolina, who is a really talented team, and they got three outstanding pitchers. They're a really good hitting team. With a 26-game winning streak, that, man, listen, when you think about, I don't care what conference you're in, when you win 26 straight games, man, you have really done something.
Well, it is pretty incredible. And then that's where, you know, if you're an LSU fan, you're just looking at going, it's Coastal Carolina. You know, we're going to beat these guys easily. You know, you're just a Sun Belt team. They are really, really good. I mean, you think about it this way, Mike. The last time Coastal Carolina lost a game, the Saints hadn't even drafted Kelvin Banks yet. I mean, this is before the NFL draft. So that's how long ago it was that they lost the game. So they've been playing great baseball, and you're right. I mean, last night it had the feelings of a team of destiny. I mean, I have some close Arkansas fans, and I just felt for them. I mean, they have heartbreak every time they get to Omaha. Dave Van Horn's always been the bridesmaid, never the bride. And, you know, I told him, too. I said, look, if you're to beat LSU, you know, I'll root for Arkansas. We want to, you know, root for the SEC to win six straight College World Series. But, you know, LSU's now in the driver's seat to do that. And, gosh, it's crazy, Mike. I went back and looked 2 years ago, you know, at how this thing played out. And LSU had to play that Thursday night game against Wake Forest, and they threw Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens, this is one for the, you know, next time you're at trivia, test one of your friends with this, because I forgot this. Paul Skeens didn't pitch in any of the three games in the College World Series final. I mean, he was warming up in the bullpen in Game 3, but they ended up not even needing him. So it couldn't set up better for LSU not having to play that game tonight, that, you know, that they can go Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, your ace one and ace two, on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, again, it's advantage LSU. Again, nothing against Coastal Carolina, but, Mike, I saw an MLB mock draft yesterday that had Cade Anderson going number one overall now. Coastal ain't seen a pitching staff like this yet.
Yeah, really, really impressive. And I think you got to play to your strength, to be honest with you, Chris. I don't care in what sport that you're in, if it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever. And LSU's strengths this year has certainly been a really, really good pitching staff. And those two aces you brought up and the young pitchers they have behind them, their defense has been outstanding all season long. And it isn't the greatest hitting team, because when you think about LSU, you think about the long ball, sort of gorilla ball. But it's been the timely hitting that's come through at moments that you need it. If you're going to beat Coastal Carolina, those three things have to happen again for you.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what's been so fun about it, is it's been different guys. I mean, a couple years ago, it was Tommy Tanks, and it was Dylan Cruz, and it was the big headliners. I mean, you know, at times it's been Derek Curiel. At times it's been Stephen Milam. Last night it was Bear Jones and Luis Hernandez. So, you know, it's been different guys stepping up at different times. I will say they do need to get the bottom of that order, you know, step up a little bit. You'd love to see Stanfield do a little something more. You'd love to see Braswell. I mean, goodness, man, it's like if you're going to be at the bottom of the order, you got to at least lay down a bunt and help advance the runners at times. But if they could get just a little something extra out of those guys at the bottom of the order, it'll take pressure off of the guys at the top of the order. But, yeah, that's what's just been so fun. It's been different guys every game, it seems like. And you're right. The words, you know, team of destiny, you start to feel that way when everything went LSU's way there in that ninth inning, it seemed like.
One of the guys, too, is Ethan Frye. So I'll ask you about Ethan, because he's another guy. He has not been super hot, certainly, with the bat. And so I think he may be a big key here. If this goes three games, that you've got to get him to swing the bat better than what he has over the last, say, week and a half.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, if you want to talk home run totals, I want to say he's number two on the team in home runs behind Bear Jones. So, you know, again, this is a guy that could certainly, you know, when you talk one, two, three, I just, all those guys have to produce. And last night you saw Curiel with two hits. You saw Frye with a hit. Those are the guys that are going to have to produce. And Milam had been hot prior to last night. He did score two runs, but, you know, he had been, you know, swinging a good bat. Made contact on a couple good balls last night that just were right at somebody. So, yeah, man, I think it's advantage LSU. I mean, all the sports books are probably going to have LSU as the favorite just because of the pitching staff that they have. I was just looking at Carolina and Coastal Carolina, kind of doing a little scouting on them. And obviously, you know, they've got some good arms as well. Some guys that have 100 strikeouts on the year, and Jacob Morrison and Cameron Flukie, and obviously Riley Eichhoff's pitched very well for them down the stretch. So they're not going to go quietly into the night. But man, if you're an LSU fan, you got to love your chances in having Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson go in game one and two.
We had the Ben McDonald on in the first hour of Sports Talk, and he said that he felt Curiel was the best freshman he has seen at LSU. Would you concur with that thought?
Yeah, I about fell out my chair when I heard Bill Franca said that earlier this year, and I'm going in my mind, I'm like, God, Bill has seen
what?
Every player come through Baton Rouge since the '80s. I'm like, Bill, you might want to rethink that, man. Take a little breath, think on it, but it's absolutely proven out to be that way. And you think of all the greats that have come through LSU, the Alex Bregmans and, you know, so on and so forth, Todd Walker, all the big names. What's so interesting about him, Mike, is he's a mature hitter. I mean, he'll work the walk. He'll work a count. He'll wait till you come back in the zone and rip a single the other way. I mean, he...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's just so disciplined for such a young kid. It's wild to think how much better he's going to be a year from now, 2 years from now. But, look, man, when all the people in the know are telling me, it's one thing for you and I to say it, Mike, yeah. But when all the guys who've been around and seen decades of LSU baseball are saying it, then you got to take them for their word.
Yeah, and he didn't say he was the most talented. I think maybe that would fall to Dylan Cruz. But yeah, he said he was the best freshman that he had saw at LSU. And so that is really high praise coming from Big McDonald. And you said Frank has said it too. Man, he has seen a lot of LSU baseball throughout his time frame with LSU. Just real quick before we let you go, Chris, and it's been kind of hot on the recruiting end football-wise for LSU, where, man, they have had a ton of 4- and 5-star recruits visit over the past couple of weeks, and we're getting in that time in late June into early July where you're going to see kind of a flurry of commitments. From what you've heard, how well has been LSU been received by these things? Some of them certainly Louisiana guys, but from outside the state.
Well, yeah, the big one is Lamar Brown that everybody's got their eyes on, who, you know, the report earlier this week was he wasn't going to come visit. Now the report is he is going to come visit. Talking with people on the ground at College Station, they told him, hey, we don't want you to go to Baton Rouge. We want you to stay here. And it's probably still a lean to end up going to Texas A&M, but LSU's going to have their chance to try to make their pitch to him. But, look at the last week. A&M's been locking up. I mean, 3 or 4 big-name guys committed. They just had another one today, I think one of the top defensive backs in the country. So let it be known that you know, not all their money is still going towards that Jimbo Fisher buyout. There's still some oil money. There's still some oil money left over to pay some players there on campus. So, yeah, A&M's been making some waves, man, and it's been a little bit quiet on LSU's front after picking up that O-lineman, or D-lineman, rather, Emmanuel Tucker.
Yeah.
They need to get some more kids into the fold here quickly.
Chris, from what I understand, you've got now a television show on locally here in New Orleans, correct? Locked On SEC daily?
Yeah. Yeah, we're airing every day, I believe, at 11:30 on the Gulf Coast Sports Entertainment Network. So kind of cool to be back there in my hometown, not only on the podcast, but also on TV Monday through Friday.
That's awesome. Congratulations to you, Chris. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, buddy. Always appreciate your time and insights.
All right, Mike. See you next week.
All righty. Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.